some 2,000 years ago. God sent his sacrifice. He took our sins upon himself, hung there in our shame. He was spotless and so pure, oh, the Lamb of God for sure. For he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me to have a song. Oh, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name. Though I've never seen his face, and I've never shook his hand, I know that one day soon I'll enter his domain. Oh, to thank him face to face, just to see the God of grace, for he took oh, praise his name. What a friend he is to me, I can hardly believe that the God of heaven brought me out of shame. Why he loves me, oh, so strong, causes me have a song, oh yes, a song, for he took me as I was, oh praise his name. Why he loves me, oh so strong, causes me to have a song. Yes, a song, for he took me as I was, oh, praise his name.
And glory, hallelujah, we could praise his name for taking us as we were, amen. This is Missionary Kenneth Wolfgang with you on another Truth of the Matter here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network every Thursday night at 9 p.m. And we want to say welcome one, welcome all to the program tonight, especially our surrounding city and states, our countries near and far, as well as those who called 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617. Just press the number one, join the conversation. We'll be glad to hear from you, especially your prayer requests, prayer praises, any of those good things, as we have Dr. Doug Quick in the house with another great message from God's Word. So, Sister Ruth, who do we have with us tonight?
Well, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. We have Cammy, yeah, Sister Emily, Brother Six, and Brother Quick and his wife, and just little old me.
Well, well, well. We want to say welcome, Brother Six, and what do you got for us tonight?
Well, good evening, everybody. As always, I want to pray for the world, mankind. Definitely want to pray for the situation going on over in Israel, praying for solidarity and just the end of that and everyone gets along. Also, the situation that's going over in Maine, just praying from the 6 Eyes Radio Network, my family, Just praying for just every area, and praying for increase. And with that,
amen.
I'm complete.
All right. Then, Sister Emily, what do you got for us?
For me, for Mom, for my niece Annabelle and her job, my normal.
All right.
For brother and sister Flint.
Anything else?
Just be keeping me in prayer tonight. I'm not feeling so hot.
Okay.
And with that, I'm complete.
All right, Sister Ruth.
Well, I'm praying for Sister Emily and her mom. And there's the loss of Chrissy and her family there. She's passed on, and the Lord's with the family, I'm sure. Brother Six, I'd like to pray for him, too, and Brother Quick and his wife, and just an unspoken for me, and I'm complete.
And then, of course, as Six mentioned, for the folks over in Israel, we want to pray for Brother Tim, his continued safety over there. So far, he's doing A-okay, but we want to continue for his continued safety, for souls to be saved as he's witnessing over there. For all the situation there, we want to be praying for all our country's leaders, that they'd seek after God, not after man, our military, all our first responders, police, fire, and ambulance, those that work in hospitals, nursing homes, the patients in both places, all those who are sick and shut in, for the lost in general, especially that soul who is nearest hell, that they'd come to Christ tonight, and, of course, our need for the blind ministry for a bus, and of course, for Brother Quick, for clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of speech. And we'll turn it over to Brother Quick for him and his wife to give any prayer requests, and then he can lead us out in prayer and get right into his message tonight. Amen.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. My wife and I still have our three special unspoken requests, and we appreciate all of you who are praying along with us on this, because we know that the Lord is doing some things, and that's always very encouraging for us to know that. And Miss Ruth, you've got an unspoken. We'll be remembering that. Emily, she's not feeling well. We're going to be remembering her tonight. And Ishmael, you know, there's just a certain bunch. They just think that they're better than the Jew, and they just want to wipe the Jew out. And I wish that they would stop to understand God's got his hand on the Jewish people. And if anybody gets wiped out, it'll be those that's trying to wipe Israel out, because Israel's not going to get wiped out any time too soon, that's for sure. All right. Is there anything else, Miss Quick?
I'm not thinking of anything.
Oh, she's not thinking of anything right now. I think I'm safe if she's not thinking anything right now. Amen. All right. Well, let's pray, and we'll get started into the message this night. Our Father, thank you again for this privilege that you've given to us to be on Six Eyes Radio Network and to be able to preach the Word of God. And Father, we are living in the last of the last days, that's for sure. I believe that with all my heart. I know that the Apostle Paul believed that he was living in the last days. That was some 2,000 years ago. But things have gotten much worse since then. And we know that, and we know that all of the prophecies have come true. There's not another prophecy that has to come true before you send the Lord Jesus to rapture your children out of this world. We know that. And when we know that we need to be very faithful every day of our lives, because there are sinners that need to come along with us, that's for sure. And we need to just be a witness unto them. You've instructed us to be that, and we're going to do that to best our ability. I'm asking you to be with Miss Emily tonight. She's not feeling well. And it's always good to hear Brother Six. And he's mentioned Israel, and Israel needs to be in every believer's prayers, that's for sure. And he mentioned the state of Maine. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there, but he knows. And we know that you know. And so now we're asking you just minister unto us this night. Take the word of God and let me be just nothing more than your mouthpiece. That's all I've ever wanted to be for the last 50 years. And you've granted that privilege to me. And I would plead with you, you grant it to me again this night. To just strengthen my mind and help my nostrils, my nose to straighten around a little bit. And we'll sure thank you for that also. Now, Lord, just be with those that are listening to this. And I know that there'll be sinners that'll be listening sooner or later. And when they listen, I would plead with you that you would, your blessed spirit would be there to already convict them of their sin and to lead them to know that they need to trust Christ to save their soul. That's the only way that we can get in, that's for sure. And so we're just pleading with you even this night. You do that with every sinner that hears the sound of my voice. Now, Lord, just strengthen those of us that do know you and help us to be found even more faithful in these last days that you're giving us. Watch over us now, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to call your attention back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I'm going to start in the first verses of that chapter and lead up to where I believe that the Lord would have me to preach tonight. But the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy, and Paul, at this time, Paul is the aged, he's been on the road preaching the Word of God for a good number of years now, and now his age has caught up with him, and he knows that, and he's got Timothy that he's brought along with him. When he found that Timothy had come to know Christ, he just kind of put his arm around him and just like a pastor did with me in the past, and I can understand exactly what the Apostle Paul did to Timothy. But verse number 1 starts out this way. Remember, Paul is writing to this young Timothy. Listen to what he says. I charge thee, therefore, before God. The God that Paul mentions here, only through God that ever has been. The God that sent his only begotten Son to pay every sinner's sin debt on Calvary. And so when Paul starts out, he says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Such an awesome charge. As a sinner and saved by the marvelous grace of God, and now as a servant standing before the Lord Jesus Christ in service unto the Lord, That's for Timothy's aunt. And this charge is not lightly taken just momentarily in prayer. That's not how this takes place at all. I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Who shall judge the quick dead at his appearing and his kingdom. You see, we who have been saved and called to preach the word of God by the Lord, one day will stand and give an account of every word that has come through our mouth. I mean, that's just how it is. We're going to be accountable for it. And we know that that day is coming for sure. But you see, Paul is telling Timothy, this is a charge to him. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. There's no doubt in Paul's mind that Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to come as the blessed Son of God, that's for sure, and he will be the judge of the quick and the dead at his appearing and when he sets up his kingdom. We know that. We're told in verse number 2, this is more like a personal note from Paul to Timothy, where he says, preach the word. Isn't that amazing? Preach the word. How am I supposed to preach that word, Paul? He's going to tell Timothy. Instant in season and out of season. You preach the word of God when you know that it's your turn to preach. Preach the word of God, but it's not your turn to preach, and you've been called on. Amen. Preach the word, be in season and out of season. Prove, rebuke, and exhort. Wow. This is quite the charge that young Timothy. This is exactly how he is to be preaching the word of God. He's to be preaching it in such a way that it's a reproof. He's to be preaching it in such a way that it's a rebuke. He's to be preaching it in such a way that it's an exhortation. Now, the need of reproof is a bit like salt. Salt can be included with a sharpness where you get a little too much, can be included where it's just perfect. My wife, sometimes I get out in the kitchen and I do some cooking. She lets me get out in the kitchen. She lets me do some cooking. And there's been a time or two when she said to me, you didn't salt that very good, did you? Well, I have to be honest with her. Sometimes I don't even think about salting the food. Amen. And so I have to say, you're right, I didn't. How does she know that? Goes, and when the salt is missing, she can tell it for sure. I can tell it for sure. But you see, to preach the word of God, such a way of reproving, that means that there's got to be the power of God's Spirit to break sinners' hearts over their sin. That's all that it takes. It's the word of God being preached in a reproving manner, where the man of God will stand before a congregation
and point his fingers everywhere and say, this is not right. We can't be doing this kind of a thing any longer. And then when it comes to rebuking, that's when the preacher can get right down to brass tacks and start pointing a finger right at a man and say, you're guilty of such and such a sin. I know that you are. I have seen you, and it's wrong, and you got to quit that. You say, well, that kind of preaching doesn't take place. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. I know that it does because it has taken place with me when I've been the one getting the preacher's finger in my face. It has also taken place when it was me being the preacher pointing my finger in a man's face. I know what it's all about. After 50 years, I've got a little bit of experience on some of this kind of stuff, that's for sure. But you see, this is what Paul is charging Timothy with. Now, I want to skip a few verses and go to verse number 6. This is where I was trying to get to last week. I guess I did a little bit, but not all the way through. But verse number 6, listen to verse number 6. Paul was a prisoner in the dungeon of Nero, the Roman king. He was writing to Timothy this passage of scripture. That's when he was writing it. And that dungeon, they didn't take good care of their prisoners. No, take good care of their prisoners at all. They didn't give any blankets. Hello? They didn't want to give them any food. And so the Apostle Paul knows a good bit about that kind of thing. And so Paul, in verse number 6, listen to what he says. For I am now ready to be offered. Isn't that amazing? The aged crusader, writing to Timothy, and he's saying to Timothy, I am now ready to be offered. There is no fear in the Apostle Paul's voice. There's no discouragement around it anywhere. And Paul has had different occasions when he's looked death eye to eye. This time it's a little bit different because this time he knows that he's an aged crusader. And this is going to be the last time that he's going to face death because he's going to die. He's going to give his life. That's all there is to that. And you see, there's no fear. There's no discouragement noticed in this. I am now ready to be offered. At least twice in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul stated that he was pure blood of all men. Acts chapter 20 and verse 26. Listen to this. Let me see if I can read my writing. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. That's Acts chapter 20 and verse 26. Acts chapter 18, you read about the same thing where Paul said the same along that same line. But you see, how could the Apostle Paul say that? How could he say that? I'll tell you how he could say that. Because everywhere that the Apostle Paul went, he witnessed and he told everybody that he could find to listen to me. He told them about Jesus. That's all there is to it. He just told them about Jesus all the time. Told them about Jesus. That's how he could say at the end of his life now, that he was pure from the blood of all men. He had not let any sinner flip by without talking to him about the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Would to God that we could get a hold of that ourselves. Would to God that we could get that and burn it within our own heart. Would to God, we could make sure that everywhere that we go, we talk to every sinner that comes along, and about everyone that we meet is a sinner. That's all there is to that. You can't get around that. Amen. But you see, there's no fear. There's no discouragement. The Apostle Paul is just letting it be known. I am ready to be offered. The rest of verse number 6 says this. Time of my departure is at hand. Paul doesn't have any hope souls. Doesn't have any I wonder souls. He doesn't have any I wish that I could have souls. He doesn't have any of that at all. He just says, I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I am ready to go. What he's saying. Well, let me read verse 6 to you one more time. Listen to this. I am now ready to be offered. I am now ready to be offered. And the time of my departure is at hand. I don't see anywhere in there where Apostle Paul leaves any kind of a question. Did you see that at all? I didn't see that. No question in there at all. You see, the Apostle Paul has lived a life of serving God ever since he come to know the Lord Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus. He has lived that life of his to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. But you see, fought a good fight. Fought a good fight, he says. Verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. The years where I didn't preach, I know that, and the Lord knows that. But I have been found faithful, and the Lord knows that, and I know that. Amen. You see, the Apostle Paul was found faithful also. Timothy is being found faithful. Would to God that I could find a few more that's being found faithful that come to know Christ through my ministry. It's hard for me to find them. I preach all around this great nation of ours. And it's hard for me to find somebody in the state of Arizona. It's hard for me to find somebody in the state of Mississippi. It's hard for me to find somebody in the state of Texas. That's where we've been. That's where God has given us fruit. We can't just stop and everything and just call here and call there and say, well, how you doing? Most of the preachers that I know that I led to the Lord and they were called to preach, they're preaching, trying to slow them down at all. Amen. But you see, Paul remembered in verse number 7, I have fought a good fight. He remembered his instruction to Timothy earlier time. 1 Timothy chapter 6, listen to these words. 1 Timothy chapter 6, Paul said to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art called, thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Oh, hallelujah. You see, Timothy had a good testimony. He had a super good testimony. And Paul knew that. Paul knew that. And that's why that verse of scripture is there. From the start to the finish, Paul had fought a good fight. Don't forget about the daily battles that he went through. Listen to this verse of scripture. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. The Apostle Paul wrote to the church of Galatia. Listen to what he says. Lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You see, the Apostle Paul knew all about these struggles like this. He certainly did. He knew all about those inward trials that he went through. He knew all about them.
Amen.
You've been saved very long. You know about them also. Amen. 50 years
Amen.
Of preaching, I know a good bit about that. I know a good bit about that. But it hasn't slowed me down. I'm going to keep right on going for the Lord. Amen and amen. But you see, battle may begin within, but it doesn't end there. Ephesians chapter 6, listen to this verse of Scripture. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You see, the battle begins in our heart. Because it begins in our heart, but it doesn't stay there. The battle is spread all the way around us, all around this world. The battle is going. Somebody is fighting the battle. Somebody that knows the Lord is fighting the battle. Amen. We must put this text beside the text of Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. Listen to this verse of Scripture. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Oh, fought a good fight. That's the first part of verse number 7. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Is also in verse number 7. I have finished my course. Hallelujah. Older man now. I read where somebody said Paul probably had snow white hair all over his head. Well, I don't know if he did or not. I'm not old. I don't know how old the Apostle Paul was, but I don't think I'm old, and my head's not turned gray. Of course, there ain't a whole lot of hair left on top of my head. Amen. I thought I better throw that in before my wife jumped in there and said, you ain't got enough hair on your head anyway. But I just thought, you know,
yeah,
but I do have a little bit. Oh, I got a little bit on the side, but. And I think that it's starting to lighten up. I really do. But I can't help that. You know, I mean, that's just part of aging, you know. That's what happens when somebody told me that's what happens when you get to be an old man. And I said, well, I don't know nothing about being an old man. Well, I have to watch myself because sometimes people say, I don't know about you. Well, I don't know about me sometimes neither, but I still get along. Amen. But you see what I'm saying? Paul said here in verse number 7, I have fought a good fight. The verse number 7, I have kept the faith. Oh, what did Paul mean when he said he kept the faith? Does that mean that he just didn't backslide on God? Is that what he's talking about? That's not what he's talking about at all, ladies and gentlemen. He said, I have kept the faith is the gospel message that God gave him, just like the gospel message that God gave you and me. I have kept the faith, he said. I didn't go against the word of God. I stayed with the word of God. That's what he means when he says, I have kept the faith. And that's why we have the authorized version, the authorized, I like to say the authorized AD 1611 King James Bible, because that's the only record of the Word of God that we have where everything lines up from one place to the other. I have had to deal with some of these other so-called books. They're just, it aggravates me because there's so many different books that have been written in man's wisdom and still use the term Holy Bible. Well, there's not too much holy about the wisdom of man, amen, and like there is in the Authorized Version. That is the holy word of God all the way through. But you see, when he wrote this third phrase, he proved that he believed that there was a faith to keep. Listen to me now. This faith that Paul kept was the body of truth, like that body of truth that we have in the Authorized 86:11 King James Bible. That's the body of truth. You're not going to find anywhere in the Authorized Version where it's going to malfunction on you at all. Nowhere. If it's going to say where this king did one thing in one place, and it tells you the same story somewhere else, and it tells you the same story about the same king doing the same, the Authorized Version for you. These other books that call themselves Holy Bibles, they don't add up to all that kind of stuff. Amen. But you see, this faith that Paul kept was the body of truth. Listen to the reward that Paul now tells about getting one day. And Paul's not the only one going to get this reward. Listen to verse number 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, listen up here now, not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen and amen and amen.
Yeah.
That includes me. That includes me. That includes you, Ken. I've known Ken for a good number of years. That's why I can throw that back at him, right into his face, because I'm telling him the truth. Amen. Amen. But you see, that verse of Scripture is not just there for the Apostle Paul. And Paul knew that. Let me read that to you again and listen to it. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Let me ask you a question. Are you looking for the Lord to come back?
Glory.
Amen.
I give you an answer. I give you time to answer that, and I'm glad for those answers. But there's some people that can't give that same answer. I know that for a fact. I know that for a fact. I've pastored some people that couldn't give that answer back. I have. I've preached to a good number of people that couldn't give that same answer back. My wife and I tried to do a lot of walking. We're not walking as much as what we really need to be, but we still get out and try to walk as much as what we can. The Lord has dealt with my heart. And I'm coming around pretty good because the Lord has dealt with my heart. When somebody walks by and says, well, how you doing today? Well, it's easier to say, we're doing fine, amen. But that's not what the Lord wants me to say. The Lord wants me to say, we're saved and on our way to heaven, and we hope you're going along too. And Lord, I want you to know, there has been some people, they have let on Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be there with you. And just makes me feel good because we listened to the Lord and did what the Lord said. One time, there was an older gal. She was back monkeying around with, I don't know, dresses or some crazy thing. And when we walked by, she hollered out. She said, well, how you doing? And we're saved on our way to heaven, and we hope you're on your way to heaven with us. And you know what her answer was back to me? Well, I really hope so. I wanted to stop and talk with her, but we were busy walking, and I said, I'll talk to her the next time around. But the next time around, she couldn't be found. I don't know what happened to her, but she couldn't be found. But you see, easy way and a good way of witnessing to those people that you meet on a daily basis. Amen. When they walk up and they say, well, how you doing? Might as well go ahead and spit it out, because you need to spit it out anyhow. Just let them know I'm saved and on my way to heaven. Hope you are too. And we've gotten some good response back like that. Then there have been another time or two or three or four where we didn't get a response back at all. Well, I knew what that meant. That meant they weren't ready, and they didn't know what I was talking about. But you see, the Apostle Paul has charged Timothy. He's given Timothy a harsh charge. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort. But that's not the end of that verse of Scripture. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. With all long-suffering and doctrine. That means if you're going to be reproving somebody over sin, you're going to have to do it a little bit like what this says, long-suffering and through doctrine. That's the only way you're going to be able to get away with it. Amen. Long-suffering and doctrine. You can't just blab it out and say, you're going to hell, and you got to do something to change that. No. You need to start adding some things there and along the lines of long-suffering. Suffer long. That's what that word means. Suffer long with them. Oh, hallelujah. Suffer long with them. I couldn't tell you how many times I have suffered long. I was preaching at a church. This was just right here in the state of Georgia just a few years ago. And I give the altar call. There was a young man came to the altar. And I got down there with him and I said, do you know Christ is your personal Savior? And he says, no, I don't, but I need to. I said, well, I'll stay right here with you. I'll answer any questions that you have, and I'll pray with you. 15 minutes later, listen to me now, 15 minutes later, that congregation was still standing. I looked, and that congregation was praying along with me. And after about 15 minutes, this gentleman finally came to his feet and grabbed my hand and shook it hard, and he says, thank you. I know for a fact I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. Well, it took a little bit of suffering long. Amen. And that whole congregation suffered long right along with us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They suffered right along with us. But I was glad that I had taken the time to deal with him like that, because he was having some troubles, and God helped me to help him through it. Well, you see, Paul had some needs, and he believed that Timothy would do for him concerning those needs. Look at verse 13. The cloak that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments. Isn't that amazing? The Apostle Paul said, but especially the parchments. Amen. Well, you see, it's not the end of the story yet. This story will end like a whole lot of our stories end yet to this day. Look at verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Look at verse 10. I want to go back up to 10 again. Verse number 9. Do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica, Crescens to Galatia, Titus unto Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. You see, the Apostle Paul had a good number of men that traveled with him. But now that he's an aged man, now that he's fixing to give his life, he can't find anybody to stand with him except for Dr. Luke. He was the only one that would stay with him. Isn't that amazing? I know all about how it is that men have turned and run from me. I know all about that. I certainly do. I know all about that. But you see, that's not what the ministry is about. The ministry is about preaching the Word of God. The ministry is about preaching the Word of God in season, preaching the Word of God out of season. The ministry is all about reproving and rebuking and exhorting those that we come in contact with. That's what the ministry is all about. There's most that have heard my voice network. I will never, ever meet in this life. But those of you that have come to know Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'll meet you. I know for a fact I'll meet you on the other side. Amen. Amen. And amen. But you see,
amen.
There's always those that hold back. They don't want to get too religious. I've heard that time and time again. I don't want to get too religious. And I have said to them, I didn't talk to you about religion. I'm talking to you about Jesus. Oh, don't give me that religion. Don't give me that religion. I'm not talking to them about religion. I'm talking to them about the Lord Jesus. Amen. And that's what they need to stop and understand. But most will not. But when they cross over and they find themselves in hell forever and forever and forever and forever and forever, they will remember. But it won't do them any good to remember then. You see, there was those that dropped off into hell just about 6,000 years ago. And you know, to this very moment, they're still in hell paying their own sin debt. They didn't have to, because it was going to be paid in full. But they wanted to keep going their own way. Cain and Abel. Abel's in heaven. Cain is not. That was some 5,000 years ago. He's still paying his own sin debt. It'll never, ever get paid. Never. He just went his own way. And he's paying for it. and he's going to keep right on paying for it. Because eternity never comes to an end. Never, never, never comes to an end. When God saved my soul, he gave me life forever. I have a forever lasting life. I will be in heaven with the Lord Jesus forever and forever and forever. It will never come to an end. I will always be there in the company of the Lord Jesus and the Father. I'll always be there because my sin debt was paid on Calvary's tree in 1956, or July the 22nd, 1956. My daddy was pastoring his first church, had the first revival preached Sunday through Friday night, and that Friday night, I came to know Christ. I'd been under heavy conviction for weeks and weeks and weeks, and that Friday night, my daddy came to me and he says, "Son, you don't know Christ, do you?" I said, "No, sir, I don't." He said, "Would you like?" I said, "I wish that I could know." He said, "How about you and me drop to our knees right here?" He said, "I want the privilege of introducing you to the Lord Jesus." And he did that. Well, he's been home for about 22 or 23 years. There's a whole lot of other people that's home because of him. Amen.
Yeah, man.
And every time a soul comes to know Christ through my ministry, it reflects on my dad. Amen. And amen. I'm glad for that.
Amen.
I'm really, really. All right. Well, let's pray. And I'm going to just have folks just kind of bow your head just a little bit. There could be a sinner hearing me tonight. I know that. I remember what it was like when I was a sinner and sat under the preaching of the Word of God. I remember what that was like. I remember what it was like. Amen. I'll never forget what it was like. And there may be a sinner tonight that's heard me, and I would plead with you that you would listen to me. Listen to your own heart, because the Spirit of God is there dealing with your heart. And he's letting you know that you're going to have to repent as a sinner and then trust Christ to save your soul. And he'll do that. He'll do that. He will do that. And I would plead with you that you do that even in these moments right now. Our Father, thank you for these moments together tonight. And for those that will hear me tonight, a week from now, whenever, and they find themselves under conviction, I would plead with you even now that you deal with their hearts and help them to understand that Jesus paid their sin debt. They don't have to pay their own sin debt. It's been paid in full. And so, Lord, I'm just asking now that you just help me to continue to be your mouthpiece. And I'll sure enough thank you and praise you. Thank you for this radio network. And I'm just glad to know Brother Six Eyes, and just asking that you just keep your hand upon him and that you meet every need that comes through these radio waves, and help him make sure that everything gets paid on time. Now, Lord, we just love you with all of our hearts. Thank you so much for loving us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my mailing address is 1122, that's 1122 Church Street. That's Waycross, Georgia. Waycross is spelled
capital WayCross, is one word, Georgia. Our zip is 31501. And we're right here in the southeastern United States of America. And wherever it is that you hear me from, I'm glad that you heard us. I'm glad that you're listening to Six Eyed Radio Network. And I'm just glad that you just continue to support this network in days to come. And I started to give my email address, Brother Ken, but I think I'm not going to give it out anymore. I mean, those that have got it, they can use it. But my little phone is just, it's one of them smartphones, but I'm afraid it's carrying so much junk now, it's probably not feeling too smart. So, Brother Ken, you just take over and tell them whatever they need to say, they need to hear.
Amen. Well, that's why they may call it a smartphone, but sometimes it's pretty dumb. But as Pastor Bonnet would say, it ain't a smartphone until you put the Bible on it, and then it's a smartphone. Amen. And just to let you know, Brother Quick, we've got the mics open here at 424-243-9617. Again, 424-243-9617 for your questions or comments. And Brother Quick, you were talking about the different versions of the Bible, and that reminds me of earlier today, we had Brother Tim on, and he actually had a clip. Sometimes he plays different clips of different things, and it had to do with the Bible versions controversy, so to speak, and how all these other versions, they're always beating up on the KJV. And I brought up the point that, you know, it seems awful funny. You don't see the KJV. It's always like all the other versions are beating up on the King James, but you don't see nobody beating up on another version. It's always the King James they want to beat up on. It's always just the King James. You don't see all of them beating up on, let's say, the ASV, NIV, or all those other Mickey Mouse Bibles. It's just the King James. So you obviously know the King James must be the true word of God, or why would they all beat up on just one? So it's awful interesting that they're always beating up on just the one. So it was a good message. I appreciated that. So we had a good message tonight. And so, Sister Ruth, who do we got with us that may have some questions or comments?
Well, we got God the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Band of Angels. They hear it all and they know it all, so we'll leave it there. We have you, Kenny. We got Sister Emily, Brother Six, of course, Brother Quick, and just me.
All right. Well, let's see. Sister Emily, what do you got for us? Get your coffee, Emily.
Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Okay, well, while she's waking up, Six, we'll let you have your turn.
Well, as always, the message is great. We had a disturbance here, so I will be going back in the archives. Nobody got hurt. It was just a bunch of yelling, so apologize for that. But, you know, he always preaches a good message. He always preaches a good message. So I encourage anybody who may have missed it, you can always go back in the archive and listen and let them know how they can do that, Wolfgang.
Okay. We'll definitely be doing that here shortly. We'll just try one more time. Sister Emily, did you get your coffee by now?
No, I got my root beer.
Okay. Well, any questions or comments for Brother Quick on his message?
His message was very good tonight. As always, he preached as our boss over there stated he always preaches a good message. And, yeah, there sometimes he preaches some messages that might smack one of us, but he still preaches a good one. And hello,
Amen.
Boss man.
Hello.
All right. And are you complete,
Emily? I'm complete.
Okay. Well, as Brother Six asked me to do, I was already planning on that. If you wish to get a copy of this message or any of the other messages Brother Quick has given or any of the other programs here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, whether Station 1 or Station 2, that's very easily done. You could go to Apple Music Podcast or, you know, Apple Podcasts and or iHeartRadio and just type in the search box. Two simple words, Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, and then a space, and then the simple word radio, R-A-D-I-O. Click enter, and two options will pop down, Six Eyes Radio and Six Eyes Radio Network 2. When those pop down there, you'll want to subscribe to both so that you can have both Station 1 and Station 2 on your device for your listening pleasure 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, at your leisure, for your enjoyment. Amen. Also, if you wish to make a donation here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, remember these programs are free for you to listen to anytime you wish, but it does cost us to stay on the air, and we would appreciate a love gift from you because we do run on a love gift system, and we are free for you to listen to. So we would appreciate a love gift from you, and that is easily done. We have two options for you. First off, if you're a PayPal user, go to PayPal and enter the email address, sixeyes6@gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. That's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit number 6, at gmail.com. If you're a Cash App user, just go to Cash App, enter $ S-I-X-E-Y-E-S 24, that's S-I-X-E-Y-E-S, digit 2, digit 4. And in both cases, you enter the amount of your love gift, and we here at the Six Eyes Radio Network thank you very, very much, and God will richly bless you for your love gift and the seed you have sown. Amen. All right, with that, we are going to ask Brother Quick to give us closing prayer. We'll be out of here tonight, but want to remind everybody of the two programs coming up tomorrow, which is at 6 o'clock is My Daddy's Records on Station 2, which you call 515-605-9340, 515-605-9340. And if you know any truck drivers, please have them call into the program at 6 o'clock Eastern because it is a tribute to the truck driver, and we are doing a special program for truck drivers, and we'd like to hear their stories of being truck drivers, their experiences on the road, what have you. It is a special thank you for the truck drivers. Then on this station, Station 1, 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. At 8:30 p.m., we have AJ and the squad for your listening pleasure. So we appreciate hearing you on both shows. God bless, and Brother Quick, it is yours.
All right. Thank you, Brother Ken. All right, if there's no other prayer requests, then I'll go ahead and ask the Lord's blessing on this message tonight. Our Father, thank you for these moments that you've given for us to be together. Thank you for Brother Chickside being on tonight. It's always good to hear his voice. And thank you for Brother Ken and for his faithfulness in doing that Brother Six, and we're asking that you just minister onto each of these requests that were given tonight. You know about each one of them, and you know what it's going to take to answer them, because we're coming to you and asking you to answer them, because we can't come up with an answer ourselves. And so we're just asking you now, you just minister unto us this night and help us those things that we have to do for those sinners that have heard the program tonight. I'm asking you just minister unto their heart, that you just help them to understand forever is forever, and their sin debt has been paid in full, and they need to come to know Christ as their personal Savior. And so we're just asking you just minister this night and help each one. And just watch over us now and help us in these days in which we're living. Things are not real good in America. And we're pleading with you that you just step in and minister to help us as we are trusting in you. Just be with us now in a special way, Lord, and we'll thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen. Good night, y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Thank you.